Yes, Henry, absolutely. I'm able to work with the medical providers, and that's in several ways. One, I sit down with my client and I look at all the insurance that's available. And sometimes they have insurance that will cover their bills until we receive a settlement in the case. And I'm able to help facilitate getting their medical bills paid through an insurance that they have. Or in some situations, there's no available coverage. So I will communicate with the healthcare provider and either arrange, help the client arrange some type of a payment plan or just a promise to pay once we receive insurance money, once we receive a settlement. And there's many of the medical doctors and medical providers around that are more than willing to help in that regard. So that's another way that we are able to help.
I see. Well, it's a little bit late for me. It may not be too late for somebody who's listening to this recording, but I had a car wreck in the past, and the nice insurance adjuster lady wanted to interview me and record that interview. Should I do that for them?
You know, Henry, the thing that I would say is it would be my recommendation not to do that without having a lawyer to represent you and you and the attorney making a decision that it's in your best interest to do that. Now, as a general rule, I would not recommend for a client to make a statement. However, I have had a few cases over the years that I felt like would facilitate getting the case settled and getting a fair settlement once we had all the medical records, once we had all the facts and circumstances that I felt like I needed to know, that I was able to sit down with my client, go over the medical records, go over all the facts and circumstances related to the wreck, then talk with the insurance adjuster about the realistic possibility of settling the case once they had a statement. And once I was assured that that is what we were going to do, and I had everything in that I needed, I was able to sit down with a client and give the insurance adjuster a statement. But again, that's not the typical way that I would do that, and in most cases, I would recommend that they not do that. Now, but again, each case is different, and I think that's why it's important to have the right attorney involved anytime you're in a situation like that.
I see. Well, let's imagine that we're down the road somewhere with my case, there's no settlement in sight, or it's not a, whatever they've offered is just ridiculously low or something like that. Say it's 6 months or a year down the road. What happens next?
Well, Henry, if we're not able to get a fair settlement, then at that point, I'm going to meet with the client and talk to them about, where we're at and what I think is a fair settlement and the fact that the insurance company is not offering a fair settlement. And then at that point, I'm going to recommend that they allow me to file a lawsuit. And of course, with the client's permission, that's what would happen next. A lawsuit would be filed, and then we're in litigation at that point.
I see. Well, about how many, you know, just in your experience, or maybe there's some research done on this, how many cases actually wind up going to court, and how many actually wind up settling? Do you have any knowledge around that?
The vast majority of cases are going to settle. And generally speaking, it's in everyone's best interest to go ahead and settle a case if possible, because of the time and expense that's involved in litigation. So I want to say, Henry, the studies and the statistics show, and it's pretty, you know, pretty much holds true in my practice, I believe, and, you know, and the statistics say that, and I believe it's in the 90-something percent of the cases settle, and that probably holds true. The vast majority of cases that go to litigation and lawsuits filed, the vast majority of those cases settle on or before the trial date. So, you know, the vast majority of cases are going to wind up in some type of settlement.
I see. And, of course, if it does wind up going to court, there is this whole set of things that have to happen, answering that lawsuit and discovery process and subpoenas and depositions and yada, yada, yada. And you're not going to be going into that into detail today. Is that right?
That's right, Henry.
Yeah. So we'll probably be creating another part two on that part, on how a personal injury case is managed moving in if you actually have to go to court. So if you're interested in that particular piece, you need to be on the lookout for everything you need to know about personal injury part two to get the details about what happens in court. Okay. Well, seems like one's going to need a lawyer to manage these personal injury cases, and I know you think someone should have a lawyer right from the beginning. So, will you tell folks why I should use a lawyer instead of doing it myself to kind of wrap this interview up?